Now to another deal in the works involving a storied American business. Ma Bell, AT&T, is in negotiations with San Antonio-based SBC Communications. SBC is one of the baby bells that emerged from the breakup of AT&T in 1984. It is talking about acquiring its former parent in a deal valued at about $15 billion. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
With a history that stretches back more than a century, AT&T remains a household name in the telephone business. And while the company has seen its core long-distance business erode steadily over the past few years, AT&T still has a few jewels. Analyst Jeff Kagan says that includes 3 million business customers, many Fortune 500 firms.
It's really a business services company. It's not a consumer company, even though they still have consumers that they serve. But it's a business services company, and when they finish the transformation, I think it's going to be a company that's going to start picking up again.
But for AT&T, that transformation has been painful. Over the past year, the company has cut 14,000 jobs and written down over $11 billion in assets. SBC and AT&T talked about a merger 7 years ago, but that deal went nowhere. At the time, then-FCC Chairman Reed Hunt called such a marriage unthinkable. Kagan says that's no longer the case.
Telecom has changed a lot in the last decade. And what was unthinkable, what didn't make sense back in the 90s, because the companies all played in their separate sections, local, long distance, internet, wireless, all that. All the companies now are selling all those services.
Because of the rise in the use of wireless phones in the internet, the price of long distance has fallen sharply. From 30 cents or more a minute 2 decades ago, a long distance call now costs a nickel a minute or less. But just because it might be cheaper to buy AT&T now, there are still analysts who question whether a merger will happen.
Firms talk all the time, but I seriously doubt that SBC will make the mistake in buying AT&T.
Scott Cleland is CEO of Precursor, a telecommunications investment research firm. He says given AT&T's rapidly eroding revenues, SBC might want to reconsider acquiring its former parent.
It would be devastating for SBC shareholders. It would make them the largest negative growth company in the country. AT&T is projected to have revenues fall $4 to $5 billion next year. SBC is only projected to grow maybe $2 or $3 billion. So putting the two together, it would go from a growth story to a negative growth story.
But other analysts like Jeff Kagan believe the deal would make sense. They say a combined company would be a serious rival for number one regional phone company Verizon. And Kagan says if the deal does go through, others are likely to follow.
The telecommunications industry is changing. And if SBC acquires AT&T, then you have to think about who's going to acquire MCI. Is it going to be Verizon? Is it going to be Bell South? You know, all of a sudden, the playing field changes. We're going to see a lot of mergers in the next few years.
Even those analysts who are skeptical about SBC's bid to acquire AT&T say it would likely get regulatory approval. Consumer groups, however, say even with internet and cable companies starting to offer voice service, further consolidation will leave only a few large phone companies to choose from. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.